slowly open your eyes. Anybody have a problem with that?
I did not have any problem with that. I just had something to share. I had a few minor aches and pains throughout my body for just sitting here. When I did it, they're no longer with me.
Darn it, this is what you say every time we do it.
Now you every time. It doesn't make any difference what it is. It just is so effective. It's gone.
Yeah, that's the reality of all that. Yeah.
It's my gentleness. I raised the place that more pain. I feel it more.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you just erased. Not you. You watch it being erased.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely not, have nothing to do with it except be.
Mm-hmm.
And this begins to erase.
The first time I did it and was real successful at it, you did like a combination.
Mm-hmm.
Of meditations. We were doing the erase meditation, but we were doing it to see you. The other question is, where am I?
Mm-hmm.
Is in relation
exactly.
to the body. So you said, we've
yeah.
done it two ways.
Yes.
Am I in my hand? Am I in my heart? I'm in my head, my chest.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Yes.
And the first time the erase meditation worked for me was you gave us two parts.
That's
where
right.
am I? Erase everything but where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And you end up erased,
yes.
and then you realize.
That's
both.
Right, Tony.
I'm
this
not my body, and that was one of the meditations that helped me see that clearly. One of the first times.
Perfect. Thank you for reminding me. Then that's another combination that can be done.
Yeah.
You see, we are offering antidotes to a poison. It is the poison of beliefs, concepts, and wounded layers of memory. You know, so as we are being brainwashed to believe, we are unbrainwashing ourselves to drop the beliefs. We're not replacing it with anything because everything you do goes back to the self again. Any of these exercises, practices that you do correctly, it takes you back again into the self. Only means that they all pointed to one purpose, freedom. Opening the jail the way we went in it.
So what was the combination that Tony had?
There was a time that one night I asked, tell me, you go through your body and tell me where you find your existence. Is it in your hand, your head, your eyes?
We were looking for the eye.
For the eye.
Where
do you find,
yes.
yeah, that existence, that presence, that eye? And then everybody went through their body and they really couldn't locate it, anything tangible within the body, you know, that would say, oh, we are the hand or I'm the thought. And then after that, he said that the erase was very easy because it was, you know, it was automatically, the body consciousness was erased.
I think it's a combination teachings and a lot of things that work for me. The same thing when you were talking about the sword a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to use the sword just in everyday life to stop
mm-hmm.
kind of the anxiety or
the battle.
The battle of the day and the battle mm-hmm. of, you know, just use the sword to slice through.
Demask.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I ended up with
yeah.
was unmasking.
Yeah.
The truth, in other
yeah.
words, and then
yeah.
it works well. Is where about the only time I use the phrase, if you can use a sword, and I try to explain
mm-hmm.
it to my
mm-hmm.
son every now and then because
mm-hmm.
he asks,
mm-hmm.
why aren't you mad at that guy? That guy just did this or this or this
mm-hmm.
to you. And I said, nah, I just unmasked him. And when you unmask him,
yes.
he's not the enemy, he's not a foe, he's not
yeah.
even a person.
That's
he's
right.
Just,
beautiful.
He's just the light.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, unmasking him, he's the truth too.
Wow.
Then he's not an enemy. And I just get to shrug my shoulders and go away.
Yeah.
And go away happy.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you have saved yourself from a lot of anxiety and revenge.
Right.
Which is a poison.
I still get caught up in it now and then. But
yeah, who doesn't, Tony? But it's really wonderful to remember how to, again, not be affected by the poison that we have ate, I mean, took a pile full of them. Any questions?
Sometimes I do the combination. I do, when I start my meditation, I do stop and then trust and then contemplate and then I start doing it. Is that okay?
Of course. Anything that works, any type of combination. And remember, the aim is to be able to be without aesthetic. That's the aim. So whatever combination works, because, you know, some people are so sensitive at the noise outside because they have so much inside, they can't handle another noise on top of it. You see, so this I call aesthetic. So whatever combination it works, use that.
And presence meditation also is such a thing?
Practicing the presence. That was my sweetheart. Practicing the present was my breath. For years and years.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Let's close our eyes. Whatever amount of time it takes, just make sure that you see yourself sinking. You see your mind in the elevator just descending and just sinking into the silence. And then when you get to that place, ask yourself, just say, are you with me? And look in. Slowly open your eyes. The feeling or the awareness in the form of answer, or the feeling or the clink or the shifting or the joy or whatever it was, that is the presence.
Meditation. For me, the other meditations I can do for a lot longer time. When it comes to stop meditation, I don't know if
No, I don't. You can do it as you go about with like all the others.
Duration one is?
It's constant almost, because you don't need a place to do it. Anytime you're reminded, do it.
Exactly. So for me, it's like touch it. This is how it is for me. I touch it.
Yes. Yes. But try to touch it often.
But it doesn't stay too long at that one touch.
No, because it's gone. What are you going to chase after?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Then you're not touching it.
You're touching empty places.
Yeah. So that's the way it is. Oh,
yes,
that's right.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's successful one, because you touch it, it's gone.
Because we trust Yeah, with trust you can sit in it.
Uh-huh.
Or with the other, some
no,
of them.
You don't want to sit in that.
No.
Because it's, did anybody feel the presence?
Mm-hmm. Very strong. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel the presence, Mihaila? Did you feel something in there?
It's not an outside presence.
No.
So to me, when I said, are you with me?
Yes.
You meant something other than myself, or something other than I or me.
Yes.
So, no. If
yes.
I were to answer that, then no, there isn't
okay.
an outside you.
Yes. Okay, practicing the presence, since I was asked, your mind asking the self, are you with me? Okay? Is being formed. You know, when you want to go to into an airplane, you know, and when I wanted to, I was sitting in the car, I would say, are you with me? When the identification is not constant, when the self-realization is not complete, you're not saying to anybody outside of yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's not to me, it's not to her. So when you say, are you with me? And you look into your heart, there is this amazing reassurance and energy that is nothing but that self says, yes, I am with you. And when that happens, there is no way that you will fail as what you're doing. That is the secret I'm giving out. There is no way in hell.
No way you're failing?
No way that this will not be and go before you and fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that I use it as a plumber or you know, but this is something that when you recognize it, the mind is no longer a charioteer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? Particularly, the question comes from the mind and the answer comes from the self.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. Amazing. This was one of my well-kept secrets, because to me that was sharing my child with somebody. You know, I was so happy with it. I couldn't believe how people live without that. Jesus, you know, you don't feel the presence? Are you kidding? Yeah, that's how it is. Who felt it? Yeah. How did you feel it, Nilva?
I felt it. Like one of those love candles, the red ones, like something that it was so tangible, I could hug it. I could hug it.
Yeah, that is. And so what is the use of that, beside miracle, is that once you do that more and more, your life is lived no longer is spontaneous living.
Mm-hmm.
Is spontaneous living,
you say? Mm-hmm. Is a spontaneous living. So no longer
with love. And that turns to a clear and clear, crystal clear conscious voice, the same presence. The presence becomes the guru and then the self. I couldn't get close to my teacher, but he told me to practice the present, listen to your conscious voice. That was my guru. That was it.